Okay. Hi, we're starting the Fort Lowell meeting. I'm Mary Lou, the chairperson of this board. And because we have a guest, we will go around and introduce ourselves and make sure we all get on the record.
Briggs Klinka, board member.
Dave Peets, board member
And co-chair.
and co-chair and resident.
Margo Sackheim, board member and homeowner, resident.
Elaine Hill, board member and property owner.
Dan?
Dan Hill, resident of Fort Lowell, board member.
Jason?
Jason Lowenthal, City of Tucson staff.
Desiree.
Hello, I'm Desiree Aranda, Historic Preservation Officer. City.
And Mr. Lanning.
Bob Lanning, I'm an applicant with a project.
And
Okay.
then for the record, who is sitting in the audience so I can have that on the LAR?
Hi, I'm Ann Jordan. I'm a new resident in Fort Lowell.
Are
And
you
you can move up
5440
closer because this is
East
the
Fort
hallway.
Lowell?
Oh, okay. This is where it was up in the center. Sorry, you're walking in
Okay.
the
I have a
camera.
question for Ann Jordan.
Yeah.
Ann Jordan, are you the owner app on the agenda item?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. To start our meeting, we will just call for a review of the minutes of the last meeting. It looked like a very robust meeting, and just wondered if there were any, if everybody had a chance to read them and any changes or corrections.
I don't have any, but someone else might.
I motion that we accept the meeting minutes from the previous board meeting.
The February board meeting.
The February 23rd board meeting.
And I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Okay, very good. Thank you. The next item is our call to the audience, which there were no agenda items added. So I would like us to go ahead with a review then. And did I get it? Okay. And this is the design review of SD 0326 hyphen 00043 TC residence 0126 00426 at 5440 East Fort Lowell Road. At this time, we will be wanting to hear your presentation, and we will hold our questions until the presentation is complete. Anybody like to add anything to that?
Mary Lou,
Yes.
staff will just give a brief introduction to the project and then I'll turn it over to Bob Lanning.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Board members, this is a proposed project at 5440 East Fort Lowell Road. Applicants propose to construct a ramada behind the main building and install a driveway gate. This is a contributing non-historic structure built circa 1998. And this is going to be the first time that this project is being heard and considered by the Fort Lowell Historic Preservation Zone Board. That concludes my introduction. I'll turn this over to Bob Lanning and let me know if I need to share a screen for you.
I think we're good at this end.
Okay, if you'd like to share your screen, and if I need to give you permission, I'll do so.
Looks like it says that we need to have you you disabled it, so we need to have you
Yep.
turn that off so we can share screen. Can we just click OK? Can we do it now?
But I don't see where the permissions. Trying to look for the permissions to grant you.
Hmm.
Yeah, usually it says you can make them co-host. So in the corner, in the right top hand corner of Bob's little like rectangle,
Okay,
if you go the
let's see.
ellipses, does it give you an option to make co-host?
There we go. Make Bob Lanning co-host. You should be able to share. Thank you.
Great. I think there's two of us here in this office. It's myself, Bob Lanning, and Serena Wall is here as well. So we'll just run through rather quickly because I think you've probably all seen this. But this first item on the screen is the project site. So it's on Fort Lowell Road, as you just mentioned. You can see it's the large parcel there on the south side of Fort Lowell Road. So I guess. And here's the aerial and also the development zone. The development zone is what we work with when we do design work. And you can see it's basically everybody on, since we're mid-block, it's everybody on our side of the street and the other side of the street for the length of the block. So that's why it is as large and in and out and all around as it is. So, and there it is without the aerial photo, and it notes the contributing structures and non-contributing structures. So, and we also need to submit contributing properties within the development zone. And here are some of them with the addresses noted on each one. Here's two more also in the development zone, also contributing.
Bob, would you go back one picture, please?
Okay.
Just one. Thank you.
That one?
Yes, thank you. I'm good with that. Thank you. Thank you. I've got it figured out.
So now what we also submit as part of the historic submittals are photos of the existing residents. So because we're doing a Ramada, one of the two items is a Ramada at the rear of the existing residence. That top left photo shows the basic area where the shade Ramada will go. It'll go right in front there. And when we get to the drawings, we'll be looking at the shade Ramada. Then to the right of that, the next photograph also shows looking in the opposite direction, the same area where the Ramada is going to be located. Then to the right of that, there's an existing porch at this structure on the east side of the structure that has, and we took this photograph because we're wanting to include some of the detail elements, especially those curved corbels on the shade Ramada. So basically, we borrowed some of that, at least that design element from the existing shade structure on the side of the building. And then the bottom photograph on the bottom left is the drive looking in from Fort Lowell Road. It's a dirt drive. You've probably all seen this dirt drive, but our client wanted to put a rusted steel car gate there that would make it so that you have to use the gate to get your vehicle in and out of the parcel, because right now there's nothing stopping anybody from driving in and out of that parcel. Now it's not a fence attached to that gate, it's literally a gate, because we're imagining the rest of the native vegetation is just going to remain in place, so unchanged. So here is the subject property aerial photograph. And here is the first sheet of our two sheets of drawings for this project. It shows the site plan, the big drawing in the middle there. The shade Ramada is, you can see it there if you see. So there's the shade Ramada towards the bottom and the left of the existing residence. So it's behind the existing residence in terms of from its visibility from, say, Fort Lowell Road. And then at that same site plan, towards the top of the site plan, you can see the new vehicular gate at the existing driveway. And at the bottom of that same sheet is elevation of that steel gate. It would be a rusted steel gate, 14 feet wide, swings one way, 5 feet tall, and it would have 2-inch by 2-inch tube steel frame and then a rusted frame steel post at each side. And then it would have pickets, which are 3/4 inch square steel pickets between it all the way down. And otherwise it's open though. It's not obscuring anything. It's open. It's simply to prevent vehicles from going in and out. That's all. And then the next sheet of drawings shows a plan and a framing plan and a couple of elevations of that Ramada. And the Ramada is a rough sawn wood Ramada with posts, beams, joists, and it's open above. It's not got a roof on it per se. It's not got a built-up roof or a steel roof or anything. It's literally going to be rough sawn two bys up on top, laid flat, and they will serve to provide some dappled shade slash sunlight. So it's not a full roofed Ramada, but rather it's just a place for some outdoor dining and gathering. And that is all I can think of. That's all we got.
Okay.
Open for discussion or questions or anything.
I'd like to suggest, first of all, that we handle these one at a time. One would be discussion of the Ramada, and one would be discussion of the gate. I'm happy to start with either one if, and open it up for questions from the board members.
I have a couple of questions with the drawing that's up right now. So the one on the left is.
So we're looking at the Ramada.
Yes, the
Okay,
Ramada,
so
the
we're
south
talking about the
elevation
Ramada.
and the west elevation, right? So the south elevation, I can't quite read what it says there, but does it say it's flat?
They're 2 by 2, 2 by 4
Two
is
by
laid
four is
flat.
laid flat. Okay. So it's just a different perspective of the slats, basically, right?
Yes, it's the slats run they run north south, or excuse me, no, they run east west. And so you're in the south elevation, you're looking at the last two by laid flat. And in the west elevation, you're looking at the ends of a bunch of them.
And there's 6 by 6 posts, is that right?
The posts are yes. So,
And I
gosh,
is
sorry,
it
go ahead.
let me I have one more question. Is it stained or painted?
It would be a stained rough sawn.
What's the stain color?
We haven't talked about it yet.
Okay.
It's the one that you showed that this is similar to the one that's already on the property, also stained.
And we would want to keep it the same color.
I think that was
And you would try
painted.
to, we have,
Painted.
they left all the paint. So you would try to
Yeah.
match, yeah, stain that.
You mean the varnish?
Yeah, that.
Is that like an orange?
No, it's kind of a reddy, like a bricky red. That looks really orange there. It's like, wow, that's. I think it's see how there's the house is kind of like that green, and then there's brick,
Yeah, that's yellow.
and yeah, and it looks yellow in the picture, but it's actually green. And then the wood is, I think they tried to match the brick as best they could, so it's a little bit of orangey red. It's the best way I can describe it.
Like a redwood stain.
Sorry, did you say that's what you're going to go for with the stain color?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if you look at the back porch right there, like where the umbrellas are, and you look straight ahead, that color is probably more, but we'd want it's the same as this. So yeah, we'd want it to be consistent with the home.
I have a couple questions. I'm wondering if in the west elevation you have the tails. The tails of the rafters appear to be different than what's on the existing structure attached to the house. And this is not something I'm married to, but I'm wondering if other board members think also that it should match the existing structure.
What is it precisely that you're Describing.
So if you look at the detail on the rafter tails
Okay.
on the west elevation, yeah, that doesn't match the detail of the rafter tails for the existing porch.
Can we go back to the porch?
Can we?
And I think I for my money I'd prefer it to match the existing. The beam tails I'm fine with those being a little different. I think that looks nice, but the rafter tails I think would look better to match the existing. And I'll say the second thing that I the second comment I have, which is the 2x4 is laid flat. I think for this neighborhood, we might prefer something more like Latias, a little bit more rustic, just to fit in with other elements within the neighborhood. Again, not a hill I'm going to die on, but just for my money, I think that would be better.
And what are the ones that are existing?
The
What size
Latias, or
backwards?
the they're on the other porch, it's a roof, so there's
Yeah,
no.
it's a roof.
Yeah, there's nothing laid across the rafters. It's a roof across the rafters. On this one, it's going to be 2x4s in the drawing, and I think that could look, depending on how it's executed, I would guess that would make it a little less than, it doesn't match Fort Lowell's character, is what I'm getting at.
I don't understand what are the latias? I don't
So,
the cross
if you look at the
pieces.
drawing, there's the top layer. So there's rafters that run north south, and then there's 2x4s that run east west. And the 2x4s, I think, are going to look rather clunky and kind of, it doesn't quite fit with the rustic nature of Fort Lowell, in my opinion.
And Dan, I think that most of those, and the 2x4s that you're talking about, really they stand upright as a port, as suppose as a co instead of laying flat. Like there's, and
Well,
it's
I think
usually
what you're
not
thinking
two
of
by
is the
fours,
rafters.
but
So the rafters, yes, they always stand up, and this does have rafters, right? But then some pergolas like this one, or ramadas, however you want to call it, they have an extra layer to provide more shade, right? It's more like a lattice, and so that's that second layer. And so, but I think that's that could that I don't see that a lot on anything else in Fort Lowell. At least nothing I can think of has that. It's either Ocotillo or Latias, or it's usually something a little more rustic.
Well, I have there's some Ramadas in Presidio behind me, north of me, that have flat line rafters on their small Ramadas.
They're like this though. They're not just the rafters. They're actually the bits that go on top of the rafters.
Well, I just know whatever lattice work is going across are probably 2x4s that are flat. They may not have the joists. And
I
I'm
guess I'd
just
have
looking.
to see that to bring it up in my memory. I can't think of it.
And in my thinking, they were more, instead of being 2 inches, they were 4 inches tall, so that you again got the advantage of more shade from that direction.
No, but these are definitely laid flat, right?
These are
As it
laid
says in the
flat,
plan.
right?
Yeah.
But the
So I
ones
think,
that I'm, yeah.
yeah. So I think what you're thinking is what the purpose the rafters will serve, right? So you have these, what are they? 2x8s. I can't
Yeah,
see
two
that.
by
Two by,
eight.
yeah, 2x8s. Those will be vertical, right? Those are on standing on end. But the 2x4s on top of that,
They're flat.
there's plenty of examples of rafters standing on end, sure. But I don't think there's a lot of examples of a square piece laid on top of rafters, to make it look like a grid, basically. Usually when there's something on top of the rafters, it's either Latias or Ocotillo or I think saguaro ribs in one example I can think of. So it's not, it's not so geometric, if you get what I'm saying.
I think as I look at this, it's not visible to the street, and it's behind the house. I don't know if anybody in La Sonrisa gets a view of it. I appreciate that it's matching in the design, and I appreciate your comment very much about the the end. It was like, I don't know what you called that end cap, but the end cap
raptor
also
tails.
Matching the raptor tails, also matching. That seems to be something that I'm thinking that the, I don't know, the 2x4s, if they put a tin roof on, they would have something that looks like the 2x4s, where it would be flat and like that.
I think they're just using the 2x4s as slabs, as spaced slabs to provide some shade. And yeah, but because they're not structural, they're laying on their side to function as producing more shade in the shade structure.
Yep.
Yeah.
The joists are the ones that are structural.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you see these shade structures in other places. Like, there's a really nice one at the Desert Museum. I think they use much smaller slats. They use like 2x2s or something.
Yeah.
But it's a nice shade structure.
1x2s. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't have a really have a picture. Yeah, well, because of the architecture of this house, there's really nothing else that suggests that in this architecture, except the epitaph fence. Right. I mean, there's nothing else. I can't think of anything else in that house that's not a little more formal in architecture.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking more in throughout the neighborhood, not this house specifically, right? There's no other example I can think of where there's a 2x4 laid flat on a pergola. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
right.
All the other examples are Ocotillo, you know, hand hewn latias, like they're just, yeah. I mean, again, not going to die on this hill. So if nobody else was worried about it, I will.
Well, I have a question for you, Dan. What about the one at 5425? Well, how are those slats? I'm just asking.
As far as I know, there aren't slats on that one. They're just 4x6s. So basically, there are rafters and no slats, okay. Right? No latias, no nothing on top of the rafters. So,
okay,
yeah.
That's how the one at our house is too. We just have beams. Oh, okay. The one that was previously up, it came down now, but it didn't.
I think what doesn't come across in these drawings is that this will look very much like a grid when it's finished. Yeah. Which again, if no one's worried about it, I'm not worried about it. I just thought it would be a good suggestion given the, you know, the rest of the neighborhood. So.
Okay. Well, we won't vote. Should we vote on the separate pieces, do you think? Or I'd like to go ahead with the discussion on the gate and then put these in as one, because they came as one.
I have a question. So I noticed I did do a little drive-by on my way here. The posts are already in. Were those there when you purchased the home?
No, we weren't aware of when we bought the house, was it to close of like all the rules. So they started the post and the work, and then we stopped.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So they removed everything else but that one, just those two posts until we did everything.
Okay, and then another question. Presumably, this will be an electrified gate. Where will the controls for the gate be on the site plan? Like, will it have its own extra keypad column, or will it be a system that just interacts with your vehicle arriving?
It'll have to. Our phones will be able to remotely control it, and it'll be hidden kind of on the side of the post. There'll be a panel there. And so we can open it through the phone. We didn't get that far down the road on like where the box would live. But my understanding, it would be to the left of the post if you're driving into the driveway.
Okay, so it's not currently on the site plan for the gate elements of where this other element of the gate, which is the control post, will be.
It's it's called a
yeah,
liftmaster.
Just trying to get clarity about the full install.
Okay, it's called a liftmaster gate, and it is not a not an additional pole. It is an additional element that it is down at grade, and it basically so it's not a pole. It will be hidden from the front completely because it's going to be behind to the left, and basically it's an element that mounts at grade, and then it's got a swinging steel bar basically that pivots and pulls the gate open and close.
Okay, but what about the keypad to operate the gate? This will be no keypad. It will just be through phones.
Yeah, just
no keypad.
Okay, so thank you. That's what I was seeking clarity about. Just to understand, there's no additional post regarding the electronic equipment for operating the gate.
No.
If anybody else doesn't have questions, then we continue the conversation, correct?
Do you have other conversation? Do you have another question?
I don't have any other questions.
About the design or anything?
I have, yes, I would like to speak about that as a board.
Yeah.
Bob, would you go back to the photo of the driveway from Fort Lowell?
Of the front driveway?
There. Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where are the posts there?
Yeah, they're about midway down that drive, but you can't actually see them in this photograph.
They're not in
that photograph. They're not in the photograph.
But are they between like those two
rocks?
No, they're further inside than that. Yeah, like they're about like 15 or 20 feet from the rock, maybe. Like I had plenty of room to pull my truck into the front of the drive, look at the post install and the location of the gate, and then back up. To do a site check. It is really kind of nice because the gate is functioning at an angle, so it's not running parallel to Fort Lowell. But I do have some concerns about the design choices relative to the development zone. There's nothing in the development zone that looks like that on any of the contributing properties. It is in a universe of its own compared to Old Fort Lowell neighborhood.
So what do you suggest?
Well, wait, let's go back to that photo again, please.
Back to the previous photo?
Back to the photo of the driveway. So I just want to make a couple of comments about this property in general. This property historically was called the Little Desert, and it's adjacent to Fort Lowell Park. It's adjacent to the officers' quarters. And when the officers' quarters were developed, or when that... We did a brownfield cleanup there. Remember the Adkins Steel property that was there? There was a brownfield cleanup there. And in that brownfield cleanup, they found 13 pit houses. So I'm imagining that your property is also covered with pit houses. Just to be, just that you should be aware of, because it's amazing.
Yeah.
And then this historically through after the fort was called the Little Desert. It was really important. The landscape, the appearance of the landscape on Fort Lowell right there as you're going through that area, it's one of the last remaining native landscapes, right? So I think it's really important to try to retain that as much as possible and to try to contribute to not only the historic zone and the Ochoa House that's right next door. Because the Ochoa House is historic. It's the post trader storehouse that was rebuilt in 1930, and then it was refashioned in the 60s to make much more rustic. So you've got a very rustic property on one side, and you've got Fort Lowell on the other side. So I really think that anything you do on this property kind of needs to be respectful of that and to contribute to the other properties across the street, Post Trader Store, the commissary. Those are all the military, but they've also been adapted to more of a Santa Fe style, the ones across the street. But I would hate to see this desert. I'd hate to see us lose this desert because it just contributes so strongly to the historic zone and to the even to the neighborhood itself, to Fort Lowell Road itself.
So
That's kind of, may I just interject something? That's kind of why this gate is such a light presence on the landscape. It's completely see-through. It's rusted steel. It's 5 feet tall. Not a single bush is going to be touched on either side of it. So it's completely and utterly contributing, in my opinion, and also contributing. Or complementary doesn't mean identical to. I mean, I now I'm going to go down a little bit of side path here.
Well,
We're not
Bob, can
in,
I?
this is not a
Bob, excuse
historic,
me.
what?
Bob, I'm sorry. I didn't finish. I couldn't finish. Because that's exactly what I wanted to say was that it needs to be transparent for the most as much as possible, that it needs to contribute by materials. I wasn't saying it doesn't contribute. I was saying that I was more just like giving a little reminder to the board and to these new owners that about what this area is. I know you're very familiar with it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, that you're using rusticated materials and that it's see-through. But if it, I guess what I would say next, now I'll let you go ahead and finish what you were going to say.
Well, what I was going to say in general is that I've been doing preservation work for 40 years in Tucson, Arizona, and we have collectively long moved past the point of having to make something identical to or replicate something identical in a development zone or a historic neighborhood. And this is not a historic preservation project, frankly. The house was built in 1998, and here we are in
Six.
26, and excuse me, and it's our job per the Secretary of the Interior standards is to make it complementary but not identical to anything. It doesn't have to be identical to anything in the historic district.
I don't think
I
we
think should,
suggested that.
yeah.
No.
Okay. Well,
No.
I'm more responding to, I think, that the stuff on the Ramada.
So what are the design implication, Elaine, that you seem to be pointing to? So you'd mentioned one thing about it being more open. Is that
See-through,
so more
transparent.
see-through?
Yeah. And
Okay.
actually, and not that it should be identical to anything, but there are no other solid steel gates like that except adjacent to this property. There are plenty of, drive-through gates. But to me, this looks very industrial.
I think that one of the, and when we look at gates and walls of extent, and part of it is this is such a long gate, I think, that the fact that, Bob, you're going to love this, there's like no height changes in the fence. It's flat, it's smooth, it's even, and the walls and the gates and the openings in Fort Lowell are not, there aren't very, actually, I don't think there's anything that is this smooth and this even. And I think to me that is that's the first thing that shouts out to me. I love that it's as open as it is, and I don't know, I don't have a suggestion of what this one could be like, but I do see that that piece, that rectangle, and I don't know that I think it's industrial, but it's like that rectangle is something that's different in the neighborhood. So I just wondered if anything else was considered, I guess.
And I'd like to make one other comment that most of the other gates, if you look at the other gates, the historic gates, and you could adapt to those concepts is they're more like branch gates. They're more open. some of them have cross beams, corral gates.
Usually they're split in the center. They have split, they're like a split door gate. For me, the Ramada is, I feel like, in context with this house, which was built by a historic enthusiast who realized the development zone that he was building in and built to the fort complex. But the gate for me is wildly off mark from the development zone. And I appreciate the perspective of saying that the gate should be as transparent as possible, but due to the way it's angled off of the street, I actually don't feel that it significantly is blocking the desert view. It's fairly offset through a certain amount of deserted area, and it's also running almost perpendicular to Fort Lowell. Not quite, it's angled, but like it's not parallel to the street. So you're not looking at the fence panel, the gate panels. For me, when I looked at the commissary gate and the post trader store gate on the way here, this is even though this is a newer build house, that was the architecture that it was dialoguing with when it went up. And I think that a wood slatted gate would be a more appropriate outlook, or a ranch style gate. And that there's even a possibility for a mid-ground that allows for more permeability, because it sounds to me like the primary intention is to prevent vehicles from going down the driveway. And frankly, I'm having that problem at my own house. So we will also be presenting a gate in some future point. Like, I'm not against the idea of being able to prevent vehicles from going down your private drive, but the design is not landing for me relative to the development zone.
I think, I just want to maybe double down on that. As far as I think my contention with it in particular is that it's a seemingly modern design element. The little, I don't know what you'd call them, but the on the vertical bars of that gate, they look kind of like little diamonds or so. In the drawing, I'm not really sure what they are, but this seems to me like it could fit in the foothills. It could fit, in almost anywhere in Tucson in some ways. And, we're trying to preserve the unique nature of Fort Lowell in a sense. And yeah, you're not wrong that the Secretary of Interior standards, don't ask for replication. Of course, they want it to be differentiated, and, of course they appreciate modern elements and things like this, but we're looking, and same goes for the Ramada, right? We're just looking for things, elements that are sensitive to the unique nature of Fort Lowell, I think.
Yeah. Well, Bob, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but we, the first, well, in my head, a gate, mine had something just very pretty and light. Bob suggested kind of going simple and transparent. So design wise, I'm kind of open to anything. Mm-hmm. I like everything. I'm not, sold on it has to look like this, whatever, wherever we can kind of land where it meets the aesthetics is perfectly fine.
Okay. It does. I'm glad I hear all of your comments, because it really has kind of opened up a vista for me where I agree. I think it imposes a kind of neoclassical order on a landscape that's really quite disordered in a lot of ways. I mean, this is very geometric, it's very linear, even though it does, you see it as from an angle, but it imposes a kind of artificial sense of order that doesn't exist in this landscape. And so, I mean, if you're open to different designs, I think there can be a design that does fit with the, with the idiom of the landscape. I agree. I don't think this really does that. As wonderful as it might look in a lot of other contexts.
I think the size, the height, all of that's fine.
There are certainly elements that are sensitive. I should I recant my previous statements that it's not sensitive. It is, as you say, it's see-through, it's rusticated, it's, I think, most of us are just worried that it's, it doesn't have some of these more ranch style or fort style elements.
So, Bob, I gave a document to Anne that we've been working on about fences, walls, gates, and Fort Lowell.
I've never seen it. Have you both seen it?
Yeah, he hasn't seen this.
Yeah,
I have
we've
not
seen
seen it.
parts and pieces. So I'm thinking that at this point, we need to. I feel like we're in sync as a board and can put forth a recommendation and a vote on what we've seen today that includes the Ramada as one entity and perhaps asking for a return on the design of the gate as the second piece.
I'd be willing to put a motion together.
Thank you, Chris.
I move that we accept the design package for the Ramada with a suggestion to consider matching rafter ends that match the house, and a consideration that you may opt to use, what did you say, Dan? Ocotillo or.
Yeah, Ocotillo Latias, hand-hewn Latias,
Yes.
or something more organic in nature.
It's a suggestion. I think based on what our how the temperament of the boardroom table, not a requirement. And that the gate proposal should be rethought more in line with the development zone and the ranch nature and organic nature of both this property and its development zone.
Is there,
I want to rephrase that a bit about the, so you're saying it's not a recommendation, it's a suggestion.
Because it truly to me, it didn't sound like the board felt strongly, but that it would be like we have a homeowner who's interested in design and open-minded, and that it could be something that they might consider. Like, you can look at the Ramada, they're a little distressed now outside the chapel, but like this concept of a more natural material or
So why don't you rephrase it?
no, we can have a discussion about the motion as much as we want.
But you need a second first.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Now we can now there's discussion.
Yes.
And I wondered if Jason, if you got that and could read it back to us.
Thank you for that, because I did want to make sure I got it right. And I was going to ask that. So I have that Klinkelbrig moves to approve as presented the Ramada with the suggestion to consider the rafter tails and consider Latias or Ocotillo on top, and that the gate proposed be more in line with the development zone.
No, that be resubmitted for approval.
Well,
The
which part
last
should be
gate.
resubmitted?
The gate.
Stick to
The gate.
the Ramada first, because you weren't suggesting that the rafter tails not be modified. You were recommending that the rafter tails.
Yes, I made a recommendation that the rafter tail match the house and a suggestion that there be a consideration for an alternate natural material for the slats. And other than that the Ramada is a perfectly fine option for getting shade into a yard in Tucson. But that the gate is not meeting the needs of this board's requirements for a historically sensitive gate in for this property, and that it should be resubmitted with a different design that is more in line with ranch gates or the gates in the development zone. And I'd be happy to attend that if the board has.
So we had a second. Jason, do we have to, by rules of order, since it was restated, do we have to go back and get a second again?
It would be good. Is there a second on this revised
There's.
motion?
I'll second.
Okay. Okay. And now, is there some discussion? Anything about the recommendations that we would like to clarify or have further discussion on?
Well, I'm curious as to when you say ranch style or gate, I mean, are you talking just strictly design or also material?
I think that would be a consideration for both design and material. To me, the steel verticals are not hitting it, even remotely. This looks like the entrance to an HOA community. Even a consideration for perhaps a split panel gate, but these would be, it's not this committee's job to design the gate.
No, I know that.
Yeah, so.
To offer some suggestions in terms of, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that has to be part of the motion though, right? No, the no. conversation at the table. And yeah, like you've been equipped now with a little bit of a resource here from the board to go back with your designer and kind of revisit that topic a little bit.
No, I'm just so
sure
they have a better idea of what you know the board may be looking for.
Do you have suggestions?
No, because you pointed out some very good things that I'm too easy.
So I think Briggs, you brought up that a lot of the gates are, you know, wooden. So either wood panels or
slats,
you know, actually,
slats,
yeah, this a lot of them are wooden slats. Yeah, you know, there's a couple examples I think where, you know, they're wood with an actual frame, kind of built like a door with rails and stiles. To get further away from that, just because I think sticking with the steel is not a bad idea. You know, the sort of canonical ranch fencing that has the 2-inch pipe might be one option that has horizontal, you know, three, four pipes that run horizontally. That'd be pretty simplistic. You know, there are other examples with wrought iron that have a little more detailing at the top, but the vertical elements, those bars are not quite as geometric, I think. You know, and these are maybe if we have pictures we could send, I don't know, but
well, we handed out the gates and photos that we had that will eventually go into the design review guidelines.
Yeah, so those are all good things to look at.
Another,
yeah, I think go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Dan.
No, I think, you know, we're not saying it shouldn't be a steel gate or that it shouldn't be, you know, have some geometric elements. It's just that, you know, it's if it had more of an organic feel, as Briggs said before, you know, maybe the height differentiation at the top were, or some designs in the middle that were a little more, you know,
irregular.
Yes, thank you.
So the only other thing I wanted to add is that this property turns over. What I get concerned about is we allow things like this that are saying, well, we only want a gate. That's all we want. But then the next property owner comes in and says, I want a fence that matches that gate. And then you have, well, then you have 2 acres of that gate, right? You have something that's much completely changes the character of the desert here. So we're really promoting wire fences right now.
I could add something. I think it would be helpful in the motion to clarify, are you all recommending approval with conditions or recommending a continuance? Because those are the two potential options that I'm hearing.
We are recommending a continuance.
Of the gate.
Of the gate. We are good with the Ramada.
Can I ask one thing? Can the gate be a minor review and not a complete continuation? Here's my problem. I'm going to be guessing at what you guys are going to be approving, and We're about, if I have to come back to a full review in front of you guys, that's in a month. Then the
No,
Historic
no.
Commission's maybe 2 to 4 weeks after that. Then the actual, we're 3 more months out. And there's a thing called a minor review, or at least there used to be. I don't know if you guys still do it,
One
but could
person
we just
doing
show up
that.
on a Friday with a revised gate and get you guys to approve it right on the spot?
Yeah,
To Desiree,
it's
that's
yeah, it is up to
yeah.
we would. What do you think, Desiree?
We do that. There's precedent for that. I think that there's been precedent for doing that for a while. So if you want to, make the motion to be that the gate would come back as a minor review, that is something that we do quite frequently, or every once in a while.
Okay, I will addend the motion to provide for the gate, the new gate design to be reconsidered as a minor review.
On the condition that someone other than Margot, because I'm not knowledgeable enough,
Yeah,
I
I'd
would be unqualified.
say
Briggs, you have so much more background
around.
than Elaine. I mean, I'm willing to, I just
Yeah.
don't feel qualified for to do that.
Okay, I'm in town. I'm happy to do it. I'm about to leave town for a couple of weeks.
And do it fast, Bob.
But others can do it.
But others
Yeah.
can do it. We
Yeah,
we've got
Elaine or
a
Dan
Dan.
could. I
Mm-hmm.
just don't feel.
David.
And David can too. Yeah, we'll
We
make
do
it
that
happen.
figure.
Virtually as well. So if that makes it easier for folks.
And
Yeah,
also,
I
I just want to add, thanks for your patience on these kind of things, applicants. This is, these are challenging elements to get right, and we appreciate you hanging in there.
But yes, we could do it as quickly as we can get with the city to make it happen. Okay. So with that, we should have Jason read back regarding, I think, both elements, please, and
Sure
then we
thing.
can vote.
So I have that Klinkle Briggs moves to approve as presented the Ramada with the suggestion that the rafter tails match existing
Excuse
porch
me,
rafter
no,
tail.
condition
with the condition.
Got
There
it.
was a recommendation for the raptor tails.
You're saying not the suggestion, but a condition of the rafter tails? Was that
Yes,
it?
recommendation.
Okay.
A recommendation from the board.
Recommended
Got
condition. Is that?
it. I think yeah, folks are getting hung up on the differentiation between a recommendation and a suggestion. A recommendation, I think, is we are saying that's a synonymous with a condition, whereas a suggestion is not.
And I think it should be recommendation of approval with the conditions.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because that's what I see
That's typically
happen a
in how
lot to.
we write.
So recommendation of approval with the conditions, the Ramada, be cons that the Ramada and the rafter tails match existing porch rafter tails, and for the applicant, consider Latias or Ocotillo on top, and that the reconsideration of the driveway gate be a minor review and be more in line with the development zone.
And yes, do you want to put in anything about the details of development stuff?
No, I believe that the applicant has that responsibility.
Yeah.
And we've had a vibrant conversation about it.
And does our recommendation for a minor review need to go as part of that for that gate? Or is that just understood?
So
Should be
that
in
is
there.
in the motion. If I reread that again, that the reconsideration of the driveway gate be a minor review and be
Great.
more
Thank
in
you,
line with the
Jason.
development zone.
Thank you, Jason.
Yes. Okay. I don't. Do we need a second on that, or are we good to go now?
Thank you.
I don't, was it? Sure, I'll second.
David seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Dan?
Aye. Lane, did you ask?
Okay. That is the recommendation, then. There are no nays. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Yeah.
Enjoy your shade structure.
May you get it
and the gate
tomorrow.
Thank you. Yeah,
thanks for being so. Okay. And Bob, when you have a new design for the driveway gate, go ahead and reach out to me and then I can schedule the minor review.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay. Thank you on that, Jason, for your help. That's right. Very good. Our next agenda item is a follow-up regarding the minor review at 52, or an update, I guess, at 5259 East Fort Lowell. What kind of is happening there? Is that true? Am I on the right agenda?
I have no other items.
I don't have any
other. No other items. I'm sorry. Then there are no other items.
I have
anything there on that though?
There is number 5. Is that what you're referring to?
Oh, sorry. I didn't have the agenda open. Apologies, Mary Lou.
Okay. There's can I go ahead and give it?
I thought I had it.
Yeah, you did. Good job.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I did have it. That 5259 East Fort Lowell Road. Thank you.
I apologize. I didn't mean to turn you around there.
Where is that?
It's the property next to the teacher edge with the schoolhouse on it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so it's a brief update. It's more of a heads up that, so the property owner, Kayla Norgord, provided, or he reached out because he's interested or would like to install a perimeter fence and or wall on the property. And as many of you probably remember, or maybe some of you don't remember, but the development was approved kind of through the, it was a, had been approved, it was appealed, and it was ultimately approved through a mayor and council ordinance as part of a settlement process. So in that mayor and council ordinance that had passed, there was a condition in the ordinance that stated the a perimeter, a reference to a perimeter wall must be removed from the plans. And so because that condition is in the ordinance, we explained to the applicant that they would need to amend, we would need to amend that ordinance in order for them to apply for a perimeter wall or fence. So we will be, the council member has sponsored an amendment to the mayor and council ordinance to remove that one condition. And that's the only condition that would be removed from that ordinance. And that would be going to mayor and council on April 7th. Following the amendment of that ordinance, it would go through the regular review process for a fence or a wall. So this is basically just an update. It's not, we're not going to review the item today. I wanted to let everyone know ahead of that April 7th meeting, mayor and council meeting, that that would be.
What time is the meeting?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know off the top of my head. Let's see. And it would be, it's going to be on a consent item agenda.
Open up the agenda, live link.
Yeah, it won't be a presentation.
That's why I don't. Excuse me, which council member sponsored this? Was that our Ward 2 council member that sponsored
Trump this? Cunningham, yes.
I'm sorry, what?
Cunningham sponsored this. Okay.
And again, it's basically to allow the owner to apply for that wall permit. It will still have to go through this board, through PRS, you know, through the regular process.
And the meeting's in the evening?
But it's a consent agenda. It's not going to be discussed.
Oh, there's no open call. Okay, so if we want to give our comments to Paul, we should do that soon.
Yes, the items should be posted. The agenda should be posted next week online.
Recording in progress.
Okay. Desiree, I had another. Oops, thank you, Barbara. I had another question regarding that property. Can I, since it's concerning that property? It looks like a second driveway is being formed based on it's not, it seems to me that it's more than just use of the construction vehicles, but instead the way now that the DG, and he gave me a whole schooling on it's not really DG, but it looks like DG and it acts like DG. That now it looks like there's a second driveway, you know, and forgive me, Dan Hill, but one of the things we've always talked to this gentleman about was the fact that there were no walkways, you know, no evidence of the front door and things like that. And now it looks like some of that grading and definition is coming in without landscape planning. So I'm a little concerned about what else is happening there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we can't really discuss the property. It's, you know, not fully on the,
okay.
Those elements aren't on the agenda. But I mean, I do recall there was a stipulation or condition in the ordinance related to, you know, only a single driveway. So, and that is something that will need to be, it'll need to, you know, match what was approved in the ordinance.
Okay. Okay. Well, that helps.
Really sorry, folks. I got to take off.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay. Thanks a lot. See you soon.
Very soon. Okay. Thank you for that update, Desiree. Anything else on that? Yeah, no. And then are there any new minor reviews besides the one we just recommended coming forward?
Yes, I can answer that question. Now, there have not been any minor reviews coming my way for Fort Lowell Historic Preservation Zone.
Okay.
Is there any update on code enforcement?
Don't have any updates.
Okay. Anything for future agenda items? Anybody? No,
design guidelines. Yeah, what's going on? where are they? Have they been enacted yet?
They, so the PDSC directors recommended approval to the city manager. So they're currently with the city manager's office.
Okay, and what's the timeline on that completion?
I don't have a timeline. I wasn't provided with one, so I'm not sure.
Like by our next board meeting, perhaps? That's an appropriate interval?
I'll be asking and asking for them to hopefully get back by the next board meeting. I can't guarantee it, but I will ask.
Great.
And staff updates.
Just to clarify, after the city manager approves them, are they enacted?
Yes, that is the last step.
Okay.
Other staff update for you all. Desiree, you did a really nice job with the training.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
It's really helpful.
Thanks for attending.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we had a staff training on Saturday, or staff training, a historic zone advisory board training on Saturday, and we had a good turnout. I probably will do kind of a makeup one because there's still quite a few people that weren't able to make it. But yeah, thanks to him, Margo went, and Aline, I saw you join, so really appreciate you guys attending.
Thank you so much. We are adjourned. Thank you.
This process has gotten better since I've been on the board.
Mary Lou, could you read the time you adjourned?
Yes, I agree.
Into the record.
We've gotten better.
I would say it's 6:35.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Have a good day.
Very appropriate.
Record time. Bye.